Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's Zook right now. You want to tell him what's going on with you over there?
I'm
what's going on?
I'm on the struggle
bus.
What
is the matter with you?
John.
I was fighting off, last segment, I was fighting off a left hamstring cramp. And as I shifted in my seat to try to alleviate the pain and not go down, the right one started to cramp. So now I am sitting here. I can't move either leg. They are both still spasming and waiting to completely go into full cramp, and at any moment, I just want you to know, I may fall out of this chair and go to the ground, at which point just keep going and I will recover at some point.
Okay.
But it's not good right now. You know when you put like the stim machine, have you ever had that? Where you're twitching? Both of my hamstrings right now are twitching like a hummingbird and they could go at any moment.
Just hold really still.
You can feel it kind of harden and then you just yank. And now I'm sweating.
Hold really still.
Yeah, things aren't going well. So,
is there anything worse than a cramp? Of course, there are things worse. But cramps are awful.
Yep. And the scary part is that...
Is the hamstring cramp the worst cramp?
Well, this happens because today was leg day for me. And what'll happen sometimes is, unfortunately, is that like if my hamstrings start to go and then I try to stretch it, then my quad will go, and then I get a quad hamstring cramp at the same time, and there is no recovery. You just lay on the ground and hope to God that it passes in a reasonable amount of time.
So power rank the cramps. Quad, hamstring, calf.
I still go hamstring one. The hamstring is just, it's the worst. And I'm gonna take calf two and quad three. Yeah,
that's what I would do too.
You guys ever get the foot cramp?
Oh yeah.
One to me, I think weird. Is the most frequent and the strangest, and I don't know what to do about that one.
Yeah, what's that all about?
I don't know.
It's like in your arch.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah. I get hand cramps where you like where you turn into like a claw. Yeah, I just it's awful. I'm a cramper, so right now it's a little touch and go right now.
Well, I don't know what you think, Jace, but my favorite football coach says cramping is a choice. So, sounds like excuses to me.
As someone who has suffered from cramps, I don't know if that's necessarily a...
Cramping is a choice.
Cramping is a choice.
Football's football, and the only way to get better at it is to play football.
All right. Where do the Blazers sit in the lottery, you ask? Good question.
Would you like me to tell you?
No.
Oh.
I have it here.
Well, you asked me, so I was like, okay.
No, I wasn't asking you. I was asking the audience. We have an audience.
Yeah.
Although they're probably all gone by now.
Yeah.
We talked a lot of porn.
Well, and cramps.
Talked about your hamstrings. Who cares?
I think I do.
I'm gay.
Draft lottery Sunday. They are in Chicago this year. Last year, your Blazers had the 5th best odds, and they landed the number 3 pick.
And got themselves Scoot.
I'm going to that league.
They got Scoot Henderson. This year, they will have the 4th best odds.
They lost a coin flip with Charlotte.
Yeah.
And so Charlotte ends up with the 3rd best odds and Portland with the 4th.
Yeah, but the difference is not much. They have the same record.
Yes.
So the chances of the number 1 pick for the Blazers, 13.2%. Who the number 1 pick is, I don't even know. Do you guys know who the number 1 pick is in this draft?
I don't think that there's a
consensus.
But it's the most people think it's the one of the Frenchmen, either
another Frenchman?
Yeah, there's...
is it a Wembanyama?
No.
Type guy?
It's not the kid Alexander Sarr.
Sarr.
Alexandre Sarr.
Yeah, and he's from France. And then the other kid from France is... who's the other one? There's two French kids. There's like a Serbian guy.
Hey, what's with the surge of French basketball players?
The game's becoming more and more just international, and France has a really good league. Klingon, the UConn kid, is up there pretty high.
Oh, yeah, the white kid?
Yeah, the big 7, the 7-2
Donovan
guy.
Klingon.
Yeah. Klingon's up there. Dillingham, the freshman out of Kentucky. Cody Williams.
Yeah, the other Frenchman is Zachary Risacher.
Yes!
Ooh, I like that name.
Yes.
Stephon Castle, that sounds made up.
Would you get
sounds kind of cool.
Well, Castle's, Stephon Castle's the kid from the UConn. Yep.
Would you, Castle, I've heard about. They say he's supposed to be dynamite eventually.
Yes.
What's the guy's name, the French guy?
RuPaul? I believe it's Zachary Risacher.
RuPaul?
Yeah.
Ryan Rupert?
Are you getting the Risacher jersey?
Probably.
I am. That's awesome.
6'9" wing.
Yeah, 6'9" wing
from
France. Ooh,
love that.
Dad Stefan and 6-time French League All-Star.
And Sarr is, he's a center. He's a 7-foot. He's a 7-footer out of France.
And he went from France right to play professionally in Australia. So
yes.
He was down there.
Well, I saw that NBADraft.net, I don't know if that's a good website or not, but
yeah.
It's always my default.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Blazers taking 2 guards. Yeah.
Because they,
let me go through the picks. Okay, so they have an overall, the chances of getting the number 1 overall pick, 13.2%. They have a 50-50 chance of landing in the top 4.
Yeah.
The Blazers also get Golden State's first round pick. That comes from the Jrue Holiday trade that netted Portland Robert Williams. It is top 4 protected, so if Golden State jumps into the top 4, obviously they keep it. That is only a 3.4% chance.
So they'll probably, that 14
so the Warriors,
pick,
the Blazers will likely get that.
Which should be at 14, and then statistically speaking, their best chance is picking 6.
Yeah.
So 6 would be 24, like 1 is 13%, 2 is 13%, 3 is 12%, 4 is 11%, 5 is 6.8%, number 6 is 24.6%, that's the odds on, number 7, 16, and then they can't pick any worse than 8th, and 8th only has a 2.2% chance.
Yeah.
So they're going to pick in the top 7, and then more than likely they'll pick that 14th.
So there you go.
Yeah. So the ones that I've seen...
Yeah, so the... NBADraft.net has them taking 2 guards, which I'm like, what? Who is making? Like, do they not pay attention to anything?
Which guards are they talking about?
I don't
know.
I guess I can pull it up.
So I've seen them attached to Cody Williams, who's the tall wing out of Colorado, who started out really well and then got hurt and never quite bounced back.
Reed Shepard.
Reed Shepard's one of the guards out of Kentucky.
And Nikola Topic.
I think he's the Serbian guy.
Yeah, he's a point guard.
Yeah, but he's a big point guard.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think they got him 6'6".
Yeah, so he's a bigger guy.
Okay.
So
I'm okay with that, 6'6", but...
Yeah, but then...
Still, you don't need a guard.
Well, no, especially if you end up taking a 6'6 guard. Like, Scoot cannot play... He can't play off the ball. He is not a two guard. So if you take a 6'6 point guard, either he has to play off the ball or you're saying that you don't think Scoot's this generational player that you told us that he was. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But they say all the time that this is not like considered to be a great draft. There's no one in there that appears to be, you know, some sort of generational talent that's going to turn it around. So,
well, I don't put much stock in that. You still have basically two lottery picks.
Yes.
Most likely.
Well, yeah.
And you need to hit. Now, yes. That's not to say that, like you said, if there's no generational player, okay, I understand that. But you can, in bad drafts, there are always guys that come out of bad drafts,
yes,
or they say they're bad drafts, yes, and they end up being great drafts. Like, I just don't put a lot of stock in that. Look, I know everybody's thinking, like, next year's draft is supposed to be way better.
Yeah.
So what? This is a big-ass draft,
yeah,
for the Blazers.
All I'm saying is, can you, because the other one that I've seen, the Reed Shepard, who's a undersized white guard out of Kentucky, please don't draft.
No, thank you.
Please don't do that. Don't.
He's just, white?
Yeah, he's white. He's white.
What?
Don't draft a 6'2 to 6'3 point guard shooting. Stop drafting 6'3 guards. That's all I care about. Because I've seen a lot of places Portland drafting him.
That guy.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, here's the point. The point is that when they draft a player.
Yeah.
How about we all just shut up?
Because we don't know.
Because we don't know anything.
It's
you know anything
true
about any of these guys? I mean, who? If I said, and I'm talking like diehard Blazer fans, if I said, "Hey, who is Zachary Risarcher?"
Mm-hmm.
How many of them know?
Nobody, other than you've None. Heard his name.
None.
No.
So,
well, Danny's probably watched him play. Outside of that, no, I haven't seen. Yeah, well, I was watching Colorado at the end of the year when I started paying attention to college basketball, which is what we usually do around February, and I am wholeheartedly unimpressed with Cody Williams.
I completely agree.
I was like, what the hell is happening? And then I heard from so many people that were like, well, you should have seen him at the beginning of the year. I'm like, what, he got worse?
I did the same thing you did. Everyone was saying, oh, this guy is like a top three or at least a top five, top 10 pick, and going down the stretch, Colorado's vying for a spot. I watch him play. I'm like, this guy? This guy.
Well, yeah. Simpson was their best player.
Yes. And I didn't
understand. And DeSilva was pretty good, too.
I didn't understand. And the other one was the Reed Shepard kid out of Kentucky. Again, I was watching him play at Kentucky, and I was like, really? Like, huh? Eh. Like, top four?
What?
So, you know. And again, it's not fair because, I watched three games with each one of those players, but... At least with Klingon, the big man out of UConn, you're like, all right,
he's
see
a big.
That. He's a big. And like,
are you sure he's not Myers Leonard?
No, I'm not certain. But at least like when you watch him play, you're like, okay, I can see that. Every time I saw Kentucky or Colorado play, I was like, this is supposed to be a top five. Kentucky's got two guards that are supposed to be like lottery picks. And I swear to God, when I was watching that, I wanted to see what Kentucky's guards were doing because I had seen the draft projections, and I don't get it. Those were both head scratchers. But so much of this with young guys is just draft potential. You know, it's like with Zach Collins when he got drafted, he didn't even start at Gonzaga. So I don't know. You're just you're projecting. The other one is the Dillingham. Rob Dillingham was the other guard out of Kentucky. So, you know, it's such a crapshoot. All I'm asking for is please no 6'2 guards.
Just, Why would you even say that?
Stop. No more 6'2 guards.
All right.
Draft a big.
Lottery is Sunday.
I'm going to go to that lake.
In the News is next. Here's Buck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.